Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of The Mess Mixologist. Now, feedback has it, and the viewing figures show that you like it when I take you on a little tour of places. We've done Scotland a couple of times, the New Forest. Today we're down at Calshot Beach, absolutely beautiful beach. If you look over to the left there, nearly you can see it, the Spinnaker Tower. We might be able to zoom in. Can we zoom in there, Max the cameraman? Yeah, you can. So that's the Spinnaker Tower in Portsmouth, a really famous town for naval history. Loads going on there. King Henry VIII's ship sank there, or just outside of Portsmouth, which is where our Mary Rose gin is named after. Across there is Cowes, the two pipes over there. If you zoom in, that's Cowes. Loads of yachting based down at the Isle of Wight. A lot of yachting courses and bits and pieces. And then if you follow the coast round, you end up at Yarmouth, Leap, Exbury, Bewley, absolutely stunning. And then if you carry on round the corner, you've got Southampton. Again, hugely famous for yachting around the world. Double high tide there, huge international port. And this is Calshot Beach. So you'll notice that you have all these weird little huts. English people will know what these are. They're beach huts, basically little sheds inside. You might have a cooker and a little fridge and somewhere to sit. And it's where us English people enjoy the 4 days of sun we have a year. It was actually sunny this morning. You can see the remnants of it in the distance. Now it's not, but we decided to come out and make the cocktail anyway. So today we're doing a recipe I found on Instagram, actually. Absolutely beautiful take on a G&T. Grapefruit gin and tonic with a couple of additions. So we're going to take you over to the little beach hut bar we've made, and we're going to make the drink for you. We'll see you in a sec. Hey guys, right, we're at the beach hut. It's actually my family beach hut, three generations, built in the 60s. Like I said, we use it on the 4 days of sunshine. Although, we are here at the start of November and it's not raining, which makes a pleasant change. So today we're gonna do this beautiful grapefruit G&T with a couple of additions. We'll start off with the gin. We're using our Mary Rose gin, really juniper-led, classic London dry. We use pink grapefruit in there and rosemary. There's two of the overriding botanicals. So we're gonna put 30 ml of gin in. We're going to put 30 ml of dry vermouth. Vermouth is a fortified wine, absolutely beautiful, used in a martini as well. In that goes. We're going to put 15 ml of freshly squeezed ruby grapefruit juice. We're going to put 15 ml freshly squeezed lime juice. A lot of this drink has beautiful taste with some cracking garnish game today as well. And then we're going to put 7 ml, or about a big teaspoonful of a grapefruit syrup. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We talk about syrups a lot. We'll shoot back to the office and I'm going to tell you how we make this syrup, and then we'll come back and we'll pop it in the drink. Right guys, well, welcome to the office kitchen. It's not necessarily the most glamorous place, but it will suffice for our needs. I'm going to show you how to make the syrup. Not just this syrup, but it's pretty much the basis for any syrup that you want. Today, we're going to do a grapefruit syrup. So we've got pink grapefruit juice. Give that a shake. And we've got caster sugar. Now, for any syrups, it's generally two parts sugar to one part liquid. Don't have to be too exact for this one. We'll put half a glass of sugar in there. In it goes. Quarter of a glass of this beautiful red grapefruit juice. In that goes. And then guys, what we're gonna do is just reduce that down. Keep stirring gently and we'll reduce that down until it gets to a nice syrup. We'll cut back into the syrup to save you watching the whole time. Okay guys, so we've had this on there for a couple of minutes. If you zoom in, all the sugar's dissolved. It's a nice syrup now. So we'll get that decanted into a bowl, as if by magic. And I'll tell you what, we're gonna quickly sieve this just to get rid of the bits from this syrup. So in it goes. Absolutely beautiful colour as well. Add a great colour to the drinks. And that, guys, It's how you make a syrup, not sugar syrup. You can put any fruit, herbs, anything you like in there. Like I say, we're using our grapefruit one today. We shall go back to the set for today's cocktail and we'll show you what we're gonna do with it.
Right guys, so that's taught you how to make the syrups. Hopefully you can make some of those at home. Let's get it into the drink now. In it goes. Adds a little bit of sweetness with that grapefruit, cuts through it. To that, we're gonna add a big handful of ice. Excuse the hands, but I'm gonna go into drinking this afterwards. We're at the beach. That's a bit too big. To that, we're gonna add a few fresh blueberries. In they go. We're gonna add a fresh bit of rosemary. Again, the thing with garnish, it's not just the look, it's the smells that come through when you're using fresh fruit and herbs. So a bit of rosemary in there. Put that over in the bag. We're gonna use a dehydrated grapefruit slice. As I said before, I love dehydrated fruit in drinks. It looks pretty, and for those of you on boats or somewhere you won't necessarily have access to keep fruit fresh, it makes a brilliant addition. And then we're going to top that up with 60 ml of grapefruit tonic. We're using Lixer's grapefruit tonic. It's the newest in their range, unless they've released another one. I don't know, boys, you tell me. Absolutely beautiful tonic, this stuff. Put about 60 ml in. I didn't actually bring a bar spoon, so we're going to have to give that a little stir. We'll have a little taste. Guys, that's delicious. And I tell you what, we do a zoom in somewhere a little bit prettier than staring at me overlooking the water so you can see what it looks like afterwards.